The Gemara handles that we know that a chotzer could be koine kineve, and the Gemara has a tzad that chotzer is midin shlichus, so the Gemara has a crisis and asks, what do you mean chotzer is midin shlichus? What happened to ancient the Baravera? We explained yesterday that the havamin of this Gemara Baba Metzia, obviously, and as I state in Pisces, we learned the Pshat and Pisces, that the aside of ancient shlichus Baravera is exeris akosov, either from shchutei chutz, hahu, after the one that shechted, and it says ahu a second time, then kolateropul also, ancient shlichus Baravera. Or because shnei k'suv ma'boyim ke'echad mi'ilo v'tvichu mecheira, and shnei k'suv ma'boyim ke'echad ein melamdin. We learn out that there's no shlichus of the Gemara. So obviously you're wrong about chotzer. What conclusion does the Gemara want to come to in that kasha? That chotzer is not midin shlichus, but it's midin yad. That's what the Gemara wants to prove. But the Gemara is saying you can't fathom that chotzer is midin shlichus, and the Gemara says no. In fact, chotzer is midin shlichus. Get this, chotzer is midin shlichus. There's a din of ein shlichus varavera, and it still makes sense that a chotzer could be kind of geneva. Why? Two terutzim, Ravina and Rav Sama. The Eretz Teretz is Zok Ravina. The yisoid of ein shlichus varavera is when the shliach is a bar chiyuva. Only when the shliach is a bar chiyuva on that inyan. Why? Is that because of the sma? And it's the mishaleach was sover shala yishmalai, but if the shliach is not a bar chayuva, so then maybe he would do it. I mean, why would he want to do it? Why would he want to be machshel the mishaleach? And other nuschais in Divrei Harav was, you can't be a shliach for something you're not allowed to do, but if you're not a bar chayuva, you are allowed to do it. You can connect this a few different ways, but that's the fact on the table according to Ravina. Step one, we have a lot to do. When you're not a bar chayuva, there is able to be shliach of bar avera. Let's think of an example of a not bar chiyuva. A chotzer! A chotzer is not a bar chiyuva, it's a chotzer, yeah? So a chotzer, you can have shlichus. Frek the Gemara in Baba Metzia, but let's take Ravina's rule ad hasoif. Anytime someone is not a bar chiyuva, there should be shlichus. So frek the Gemara, if someone makes an isha or an eved, a shlich, to do a geneva, there should be, careful, yesh shlich of bar avera. Explanation. An Isha and an Eved are not Bar Chiyuva. Why not?
A married Isha?
Yeah, a married Isha. What?
They don't pay.
They don't have money. Ah, and you're talking about the Shlichus, that the Meshaleach should be Chayiv to pay for the Gneva, and it should apply because she doesn't have money. So the Gemara upslugs that because that's only a technicality. Grada, when she'll get divorced, she will have money. But Frank Rabbi Kivanger, we asked this yesterday. There's another more basic issue. When you make a shlichus for Geneva, there's a shlichus for the Aveira. Who's going to get the Aveira of the Geneva? Like Signoi. Who's going to get the Aveira? The Gemara was supposedly saying we would say, yeah, shlichus bar Aveira. But why? L'chaira, for the Geneva, she is a bar Chiyuva. And when you're a bar Chiyuva, ain't shlichus bar Aveira, and she should get the Aveira. And if you really want to be mafalvel, if Lagabe the Aveira of the Geneva, it's ain't shlichus bar Aveira. So who adin Lagabe the money? Similar, like if you do an Aveir of Kedushin, if the Aveir of Kedushin won't go through, so then the Chalois won't go through. And that's a whole different way of looking at that Gemara. But let's still, for a moment, go on Ravina. When you're not a Bar Chiyuva, there's no Shlichus. So Frek Taisis over there in Baba Metzi and all the Rishayim. Hashaleyach esabeira biyadchei Rishayit v'katon. Potter midini adam v'chai midini shemayim. Is the Chei Rishayit v'katon a Bar Chiyuva? Not a bar chiyuva. Not a bar chiyuva. What's the aside? Yesh liyach l'dvar avera. So the guy that sent the cheir shayit of a katan should be chayiv using Ravina's rule of yesh liyach l'dvar avera. He should get the avera and he should be chayiv. A legit question? Hashileich asa be'era biyad cheir shayit of a katan.
Which shliach are we talking about? What do you want the
katan? I told the katan to burn down the neighbor's barn. That's the case. Hashileach, no? I know we talked about this. Hashileach! He's setting me up. Taisha says that. One second. There's no Divrei Harav by a katan anyways, and that's all the more reason that there should be Yeshleach. Maybe that is Pshat in Ravina. Maybe that even is Pshat in Ravina.
I don't know.
Maybe that is
Divrei Harav by Nisha?
No, by katan.
saying.
Oh, you mean he says about you? Yeah. Wow, right. It's not the Shana Ravina, but it's a good svar. Yeah. Well, okay, they set me up. You're good. Okay, fine. You'll explain it to him in 1 second. Fret Toysis! Hashilech Hasab Be'er Rabiat Cheri Shoyt of a Kotan, Potter Midina Yadon. Why? The Cheri Shoyt of a Kotan is not a Bar Chiyuva. Ravina's golden rule. Yesh Liach Advar Avera. So the Mishalech should be Chai Bidina Yadon. And for Toysis, the Kotan ain't Shlich is the Kotan. Not saying Shlich Advar Avera. Ain't Shlich is the Kotan. Nice sentence. The Ritva, the Nemukhi Yosef, and yesterday's Maran Mekhaimis, the Nesivis Barichus explains it's not true. For Averis, even a Kotan could be a Shlich. Just like a chatzar could be a shleich, and it was a tzadra kosher leduchten. Why shleich be ad cheir sheit of a katan? Are you potter midini adam? Zok the ritva in baba mitzia there are teretz. Hachav amaya skinan. You didn't tell the cheirish to burn the barn down. If you would give a cheirish a arson kit and tell him to go burn it down, you would be chayiv. Also, yesh leich avar there. Over there, just you grada gave it to him, and then it's also grumah. He grada, he wasn't controllable, and you chayiv.
Why is that not the
It has nothing to do with the parsha shleich.
Why is it in our bar?
It's not. It's our Gemara only brought in the Sefer. Exactly. No, one second. One second. Our Gemara brought the Sefer of Shilach Biyat Pikeach. But this is the problem. If the Pshat in the Mishnah is the same Mishnah in Baba Kama, if the Pshat in the Reisha is that you just gave the Cheir Shoyt of a Kotan an arson kid and didn't tell him to go burn down, then L'chayra Ditto, that's also the Pshat in the Sefer. And Avad our Gemara in the Sefer was bringing it like Abish Lichas. What? So the Mishnah's not consistent? That's probably what you meant to ask. That's a big problem. I don't have a terrace there. That's a
tell. How does Lashon explain why the Mishnah was by a cut and by an Avera?
So there's many ways. The Nesivus explains it because B'derekal, he would say that there's no Shlichus by a Katan or a Goy because it's from Atem and Gittin and that's only Jewish Gedoylem. This thing of Shlichus, we learned that from Chatzar. Chatzar, last I heard, is not any different than a Katan or a Goy. It's just a Chatzar. If a Chatzar could be a Shlich, a Katan could be a Shlich. The Makar is from Chatzar the Geneva. That's what they say. That's what the Nesivus says. A chatz is even less than a cotton. You mean chatz is mamish, it's extension, but if it's chatz midin shlichus, then it's the zolbazach. What?
But he said
chatz
could be on
the
tag.
It's regular, it's the H, no? Meaning the cotton is your H.
In the ratio. But the Gemara says it's going by a gachelis. And the, in a chanami, if it would have been salt agav zashar, you'd be right. But it's going that it was gachelis, so she'll have a smachalik smachalik. So I don't want to go and tell the Baba Kama things, but otherwise you're right, it would be H. It would be Pashat, his own Eish. The Gemara says, when you give him Gav Zasal Tashaga, then you are Chayiv. Why? Taka Eish, not Shlichus. Avada. That was a fiery taina. Okay, 1 second. No, let's try to explain it. I have a problem. Zok the Gemara, Rav Sama says the second teretz. The factor is not Bar Chiyuva or not Bar Chiyuva. What is the factor by Chatzar? Iboy Oven, Iboy Leoven. Explanation. A chatzar, this is the other end of what you said from the other angle, it's a nobody. He doesn't have a conscience, he doesn't have bechira, he's just, it is what it is. Then, you manipulate it, spitz yodei arichta style control thing. Could the mishaleach be mishtata when you use chatzar as a shliach? You know, remember the shiloh whether the mishaleach, 1 second, I want to understand this. Remember we discussed whether the mishaleach could be a shaita, we always talked about it with, if the Mishaleach is able to be a Shoyta, that's all the more saying it's the Shliach doing it. If the Mishaleach has to still be a Bardas, it's really him poiling it. By Chatzar, what would you say the Mishaleach has to be?
It's a Bardas.
The Mishaleach has to be a Bardas. He can't be a Shoyta.
Where's the Chatzar's Nas?
Chatzar's
Kaina.
No, but we're going on the side. I know, there's other Pshat in Chatzar. We're going on the Chatzar's Shliach. You have to. Chatzar's a Shliach. It's like a special kind of Shliach, but it's a Shliach.
You have to say what? What is it?
Ask the Kasha, how can Chatzar work if I can aid Al Shlichos? Chatzar doesn't have Das. No one ever asked that. Only one. The Gemara didn't ask him, but see, how can you say Chatzar's been the Shlichos? A Shlich needs to have Das. Where's the Das? The Gemara didn't ask that. The Gemara was willing to understand that a Chatzar could be a Shlich. What was the Gemara's problem? That it's a Shlich of Varavera. What's the Gemara's to Ritzim? Ravina Rav Sama. What are we up to? Rav Sama. We're trying to do it. What did Rav Sama say?
Agency.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That when it's Iboy Yavid, Iboy Yavid. Strip. Zok the Gemara. What are the two examples? That's we're setting things up, Rabbi. See, what are the two examples the Gemara gives? So gishmak of oifanim of shlichus for a certain avera. We're careful. The Gemara wants to say it's going to be an afkamina between Ravina and Rav Sama. Hint. It's going to be a case that there was a shliach who is actually a human being with seichel and bechira. So he's an iboy oved Nick. Yes, he is, but he's not a bar chiyuva. I'm sure I could think of many examples, but what are the two examples the Gemara gives? a kohen that tells Yisrael to marry him a grusha, and the second example is an ish tells an isha to be megaleach the pace of the katan. Point being, in those two cases, why did we choose two examples? One of you, one from a serious kohen, one from yichus amaisa. I want to do one at a time. A kohen sent a kohen to marry him a grusha. Frektisis. Why did it have to, a kohen sent to Yisrael to marry him a grusha? Why do you have to have that a kohen sent to Yisrael? Let it even be a kohen sent to kohen. Because Hari, the kohen who's a shliach, he's not doing the avera, he's marrying her to that kohen, not to him. Taisa says, yeah, but if it's a kohen to a kohen, then the kohen is bar chiyuva for the topic. A Yisrael is not connected to that avera. Fret Taisvis, the Yisrael is connected, lifneiver. Lifneiver. So he smears the lifneiver, and he says, if he would have done it for himself, it wouldn't be. We'll put that on the side. Let's talk and move on. What's the second case? A man told an isha to chop off the kid's pace. First of all, why dafka a kid's pace? Why not a gadol's pace? Women are not muzer. Women are not muzer to cut off a yid's pace. So why did the case have to be that a man told a woman to cut off a katan's pace? Let it be that a man told a woman to cut off a gadol's pace. So Tosis asked the kasha, and Tosis says 100% legit. It could have been the same thing, but which gadol is going to be masked and have his pace cut off? It's a technical thing. Who are you going to find? Fregen the achrayim. Fregen the achrayim. It could have been shaita also. So cut and shaita. No, it's also for him to have his pace cut off. It's mutter for a woman to do it. Yes. Just do it. Yes. Makif nikif. Now, fregen the achrayim. There is an issa for a woman to cut off a gadol's pace. Lift the even. And Tysus a minute ago in the previous Tysus knached the lift the even. So that would be a reason why you don't want to have it that the woman is cutting off the guy's pace. You're being marshal the negative. Yeah. By the way, what was the lifnei iver in the previous case? Who are you being marshal? Who's the Israel being marshal?
The Mishaleh, Koyin.
Nah, that can't be, because Tosfos wants shlichus for that. One second. When a Koyin marries a Grusha, besides the law of marrying a Grusha, he's also over lifnei iver for being marshal himself? When a Koyin marries a Grusha, besides the law of Grusha, he's also over lifnei iver for being marshal himself?
No,
so then how can you say Tosfos meant that the shlichus is getting lifnei iver and you want that avera to trigger back to the Koyin? It means the lifnei iver of the woman. But I want to talk about the Makif Nikif case. A woman is chopping off the kid's face. Kid, a god will mark the story. Yeah, he's chopping off the kid's face. Wow! Does the island remember the Chassam Soifer's Shiloh? Chassam Soifer talks about a phenomenon. You could have, in Yiddishkeit, in the world, two different people doing the exact same action, but depending on what kind of person they are, what situation they're in, what status they have, v'chule, that same exact action has a totally different ramification. A kohen eats truma, big mitzvah. Yizor eats truma, big avera. Shimon is boil Shimon's wife, mitzvah. Shimon is boil Reuben's wife, big avera. A zor makes a kohen a shliach to eat truma. Reuben makes a Shimon a shliach to boil Reuben's wife. Right? We talk. How do you analyze it? Do you first analyze what the shliach literally, but foil did, and then you take that just raw action and doin mino avu ki ba'asra and put it back on the man? The muscle we had ad today, we were willing to entertain a tzad that a kohen is going to go up to Shemayim and there's going to be a whole list of different mitzvahs and averis that he did, and on the list of the averis is that he ate truma as a zara. And he looks at you and he says, I ate truma as a zara, but I'm a kohen. He said, no, you ate truma as a zara. He ate not just ate cham, he ate achivas zara, and we transfer that to you. Or do you know that? You don't say, or do you not say it like that? Correct? You remember that? So I have a question. A woman chopped off a kid's face and you want it to be shlichus, that now the man is going to be over what? Hakafa. But it wasn't Hakafa, it was the woman doing it.
Could you apply this kind of concept by Zomanu? Are you trying to be Zomanu saying that it's not possible? By Zomanu, you're trying to say that it can't be named because it's not feasible.
Right.
So how?
It's a similar kind of child, but there's not Shlichus. It's a similar thing, but it's not.
Understandably, so why would you be, even though it's not Shlichus, why would you be able to turn somebody to say that not?
I don't know, he did.
How could we have a kohen go up to Shemayim and bamish because of shlichus get the aver of achilas zar, and how come by zayin we weren't able to be soybel that?
One's a check on the list, one's actually meeting in reality. The idea that he didn't do something, but he did. The person speaks lashon hara about someone, he gets his averus, but he's
going to come. The head and kafshi, the rachman alam, all those transfer things. That's, well, did you stop what just happened there? Wow, we started with whether in the Musak of Shlichas, a Kohen could do Achilas Zor, or Reuven could be Nichshel in the Isra relationship by being boiled his own life. We got to Zoinamin, and now we're talking about it when you speak Lashon Hara, it transfers over, and what are we going to shech now? One second. I know, I want to say a Moira Dikad Deher. When a woman chops off a person's payas, L'chayr, we were saying, what should be the problem? We're going to transfer to him a woman chopping off payas, and then it's not a problem. No. Chopping payas is objectively not two kind of things. See, a kohen eating truma is a different than a Yisrael eating truma. Chopping of payas is chopping of payas. It is what it is, it's chopping of payas. Women are muzer in it, men aren't muzer in it. But Havada, if you transfer it on him, it's going to be, I don't think this is, I don't think Hakafa is Chasam Sofer. That they talk about. Why don't you transfer the Lithiver? So that I'm still going to get to. You want to talk about the Lithiver? Okay, he wants to talk about the Lithiver. A man told a woman to chop off the kid's face. Rabbi Sai, by Lithiver, is a big Yisoyv. You don't say Lithiver. You give a Nazir wine. If the Nazir is sitting and he has a whole bunch of cups of wine, then you're not over Lithiver because you gave him a cup of wine. He had access to it. What's the famous lesson of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Chulin? Shrei Yivra the Nahara. What does that mean? The other side of the river. It's only that he didn't have access to the wine. The wine was on the other side of the river. And you gave him access to it. That's Lifnei Iver. Now, when a woman chops off the kid's face, now you're telling me that she should be a shliach for his Lifnei Iver, that he... First of all, what if there was someone else that could have chopped off the kid's face? So you say, but there wasn't.
The kid.
Is it the kid was asking?
But one second. There's always... first of all, Abad, if there was six other people that were willing to, let's even make it a gadol, okay, just for a minute. If there were six other people that were willing to chop off the guy's face, then there's no lifnei iver. What if there, okay, so get those six people away. There's still someone else who could still do it besides the shliach. The nikif. No, the mishleach's not there. Mishleach's sleeping, chetzi nishtat in the other room. But no, he's not there. That's the one. So I got rid of all the other six people. Who else could still do it? The Nikif himself could do it. So it's never lifnei iver because he could do it himself. Zokar Shlomo Eger, Rabbi said, you have to appreciate this. Zokar Shlomo Eger, the guy himself can't do it. He's paralyzed, okay? The Mishaleach's not there. The other six guys are on the other side of the river. There's still no shlichas of lifnei iver. Why? You want to say that she should be a shliach because she was mashlim lifnei iver. Someone else could have done it. Her. She. Meaning... not while wearing her hat as Amashliach of him. She could take that hat off and do it as her own self.
As a barber.
Whatever. As not Zokrim Shloime Eger. By Kedushin, you need to be Mamanagar Ksiris Kayach to make the Chalais Kedushin. Without his permission, you don't have the Chalais Kedushin. But on a Maisa Akafa Ba'alma, it's always Trey Ivra Denora. It's always Trey Ivra Denora because the Mikav could have done it. But even more, it's always Trey Ivra Denora because the Shliach could have said, I won't do it as a Shliach, I'll do it as myself. That's my now. Why can't there be Shliach Kuvan Lof Neiver? No, but I'll tell him, but you can have Shliach Kuvan Lof Neiver. I'm sorry, but I want to go back to the other case. You made a Koyan made a Yisrael, a Shliach, to be Mekadashim, a Grusha. So spell it out. Since the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, let's get this straight. Since the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, and we're going according to Ravina, that when the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, what's the rule? Yei Shliach Advar Avera. So he's going to do the Shlichas, and then what's the Kohen going to get? An Avera. 39 Malkus. Ouch. And what else? A wife. Mazel Tov. Right? Both, correct? Did I say that right? According to Ravina, the Baal, the Yisrael, is not a Bar Chiyuva. So therefore we say, Yesh Lichat Var Avera. The Kohen will now, Aleph, be married, Kedushas Taifas, and get the Avera. But Zok the Gemara, if you hold, like Rav Sama, that even a non-Bar Chiyuva is Ein Shlichat Var Avera, so then there won't be Shlichas on the Avera. But will the Kedushin be Chal? Will the Kedushin be Chal? Toistus at the end says the Kedushin is not Chal, because when the Avera falls through, the Kedushin falls through. The Achrayim clear, though, that it's not Pasha that Toistus held that at the beginning. But we have a different problem. Frek Toistus, there's no Avera for a Kohen to marry a Grusha. The Avera is only afterwards when he's boiled. There's no Avera on the Maisa Kedushin. That's not the Avera. The Kedushin is Chal, that's first. When a guy himself, a Kohen himself, is Makadosh Grusha. There's no Avera till you do the Be'ilah. So what are we dealing with? Avera. So one Teretz Toistus says in a Chanami, after you do the Be'ah, then the Kedushin is also an Avera. Inami, that's the big teretz we just said. No, because it's an Aveira, so the Kedusha is not Chal. There are Rishonim that bring a different teretz, that there's a Derabbanan de Ke'isser to do the Kedusha. Do we say Ein Shliach Advar Aveira even on Derabbanan? Or only on Deraisa? There's a Mishnah Melech and Hufas Reitzeach, correct. He talks about the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Dafnan Aleph, that it's Ein Shliach Advar Aveira to dig a bar. In fact, they're digging a bar is the Derabbanan. So he says, that's the deal. It's a... If it's Divrei Rav, then it should apply. It should apply. What? Avada, he was going by the Rabbanan also. There are a lot of issues about that. But I have an interesting question. There are those that wanted to say that marrying a Grusha is only a Chavilavin. Kedushin of a Chavilavin is only... The Kedushin is only a Rabbanan. So Rabbi said, a two-minute interlude, interruption... side topic based on this, though nothing to do with shlichus, if I'm not correct. I think like this: the Gemara says in Saita that there are a few tickets out to get out of the army. One of them is if you were Eres Isha, if you did Eresin Kedushin, you didn't do Nisun yet, you did Eresin, that's a ticket out. Yelech Labesa. So the Gemara says, but there's a drasha. It has to be that the Eresin was with a legit Mutter Isha. Prat, if it was an Almana to a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha to a Kohen Hedget, it was a Chayv Lavin. Chayv Lavin does not get the ticket of you made Erison. We're only going to forgive that you get off the army from Erison if it was a kosher of Erison l'chavchila. Not that it's not chal, it's chal, but it's exeris hakos of Eres Isha, but not when it's a Chayv Lavin. Frek the Gemara. But if it's a Chayv Lavin, you get the other ticket. There's another Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Miha Isha Yori Me'av Ereshevi Yodai. That's also out of the army. And the Gemara Mefer says that doesn't have to be a very chomer de kaveri, even a deraisa, the rabbanon, even talking to a tefillin, anything. So what are you telling me that when you ma'aris isha grusha l'koyin, you don't get off the ticket of the army? Because the erisin is only when it's mutter, and that ticket is only when it's erisin, but you're gradually going to get out because of averis biyodai. Azoy frek the Gemara. Huh?
Oh, you did it with a shliach.
Why can't you say nachum? He was ma'aris isha with a shliach. The chalois was chal, but he didn't get the aveira.
Right.
Yeah. Why didn't the Gemara say that? It's a right to the second parent of that the condition is not chal. Tell it. First Gemara. Otherwise, it would have said with a shliach.
Why is that a right? He gets it.
It's a right that he gets the aveira, or that the condition is not chal. But you can't split it. It's a right that you can't split it. The Gemara says you can't split. The Gemara says. Then why are you telling me that when you're Ma'aris Isha with Avera, you don't get the ticket of Erisin? To say to me, you get the ticket of Avera. The Gemara gives a different heretz. The Gemara answers, there's no Avera with the Kedushin. There's only an Avera with the Bia. That's what the Gemara answers. The Pella is, but we just said that there isn't Issa the Rabbanon, that the Kedushin. So the Achronim asked me, Kveger asked, I saw this five, he says, he says, if it's an Issa the Rabbanon, when did they enact this Issa the Rabbanon? I don't know, the times of Shalom HaMelech, I don't know, the times of the second base of Mitzvah, I don't know, there was a tooth in Klal Yisrael that they enacted this Rabbanon. Was it back from Sinai? No, so Bizman Sinai, it's true, you could make a drosha. Eras Isha, Prat, Alman Lekhan Gadol. In the times of Sinai, that's true. Because if you're Ma'aris and Isha, see if you get a ticket, you're in the army. Because if you're Ma'aris and Isha with Chayv Lavin, Bizman Matan Torah, I'll say Eras Isha, no, Eras Isha, Prat, Alman Lekhan Gadol. I'll say Avera, not an Avera yet. And Yitaka, go to the army. This said 500 years later, Chazal made a takana. That's not a stira to making the drosha. Nor someone said it's a kasha on the Taz, because the Taz says you can't make a gzeira on something that's mufurish b'kra. Now we have a drosha to show you shouldn't make an avera. I don't know if that's a kasha on the Taz. There's a very interesting Rabbi Kveger. We're going to skip a whole bunch of things, but there's a very interesting Rabbi Kveger. Once again, the setup of the sugi is. There will, in fact, be times when we'll say Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira. Now, and he's bavarning it, so I want to say it again. If Ein Shliach Advar Aveira is a Gzeiras HaKosuv, then Lechara flat out, it's a Gzeiras HaKosuv, and even by Chotzer, there shouldn't be Shliach Advar Aveira. And that's what the Makshin in the beginning of the Sugya held. On the other hand, if you want to define it based on Divrei Rav, hint, in Bava Metzia Daf Yud, the Gemara didn't say the words Divrei Rav, it said Ravina and Rav Sama, and we're trying to manipulate it here, but it didn't mamash say the words Divrei Rav, but it's definitely legit to start Cheshbeni Gois, based on what the meaning of Divrei Rav is, and whether it should apply by a non-Bar Chiyuva or and whatnot. But the Gemara did give two guidelines, which may be based on Divrei Rav. Ravina says, guideline, if the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva, ain't Shliach a Bar Aveira. If the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, examples given in the Gemara, there were many, three, actually. There was the Isha that's not chayiv in Geneva. The Gemara fell through that one. And then there was a Yisrael Lagabi Kain Regrusha and an Isha Lagabi Hakafa. What would be the din in this rule if a person would make a shliach who's a non-bar figure to do an action, something? I'll give you a straight on the table an example, but I want to first like feel out the nekuda. What if I tell a person to do an action that Lagabi that actually has two averis in it? It's a combo. Did we ever talk about a combo? We did. The Rambam and Mila. Oh, we did already. Okay, but let's say you tell someone to do a pu'ula that's a combo. It happens to be that this pu'ula is two averis. For one of the averis, he's a bar chiyuva. For one of the averis, he's not. Now, I want to explain something. We never talked about this yet. We talked about Me'ilo, which Pashit, in Me'ilo, it was there's Yeshlich Advar Avera for one, and no special Kiddush of Yeshlich Advar for another one. We talked about Kiddush, that it's an Avera and a Chalois. Now I'm talking about flat out Yeshlich Advar Avera on both accounts, but it happens to be that the Averis in question, she's Mechuyev in one of them. I have so many, I'll give you one simple example. You told the lady. What? No, then it's also for both of them.
I'm saying the Yisrael can marry the Rishon.
Right, but she was also Mamzeris, then it's also for both of them.
That
is the Gemara's case.
So the Shliach is us.
No, I want a case. I want a case when the Shliach has the Pu'ula in question has two Averis.
Right.
Ah, a Kohen tells Yisrael to marry him a Mamzeris Grusha. Yeah, okay, yeah, fine. You're right, excellent. I wanted to go on the other case. You told an Isha to cut off someone's face on Shabbos, and you told her to do it on Shabbos. You told her to do it on Shabbos.
Two Averis cancel out.
That's what I say, but cancel out which way? Do we say that since it can't be shlichus for the Shabbos, so he won't even get the Avera of Hakafa? Meaning the Chilul Shabbos, for sure, she's going to get. The question is, but does he get the Avera of Hakafa? Or do you say, no, since we can't carry over the pool of the Shabbos? It's the same question, it's on a different angle. But another interesting Rabbi Kivager. What exactly does it mean, Bar Chiyuva? I'll explain. Reuven wants to do an Avera of being Mekadosh and Isha. The Isha's usher to him. Because it's Machzir Grushasai. The Hainu, he was once married to this woman. In the interim, she married someone else, got divorced from the second husband as well. And it's a lav deraisa for Reuven to take her back. She's a regular Muteris Isha to the rest of the Shuk. She's a Grusha twice, so she can be Grusha Almona. Not Almona Grusha, because we want Reuven to be alive, right? Reuven is the first husband. Reuven wants to marry her. If Reuven is Makadish, or what's the din? Chaybi Lavin, is Kedushin Chal? Yes. Reuven makes a shliach to be Makadasher. The shliach is a bar chiyuva. Now careful. The shliach has no issue with this woman. But this shliach also is Jewish and has, in theory, the Isser of Matzah Grushasai. Is that called bar chiyuva? Bar chiyuva means because the concept applies to you? Or specifically this action of doing Kedusha with Gnendel specifically is an Avera. It's a Suffolk from Rabbi Kvager.
What would we charge him?
That's what we're clearing. Is it a Klal to give a Torah thing? Exactly, but that's goofy. Excellent. He's touching up the word. Still, I'm going to explain the Suffolk. Does the Gether mean you have to be B'Torah and whoever this Shliach is, he's also, this Shliach is a Bachar. Forget about that. I mean, it's not that this woman was a master. He doesn't have a wife and he certainly doesn't have a Grusha, but he would be Muzer on this listener. What?
Right now he's not Muslim with this woman.
Right now he's not Muslim with this woman. And that's exactly the Shaila. Everyone's saying good, it's not. Do you say that the gather of any Bar Chiyuva is because you're not the Torah to the topic? Or because the specific Isha that you're doing the Kedushin with now is not relevant for you?
Say it's only limited to a case where the Shliach itself has a Grusha now.
I would find it hard to believe, even though it's a different woman, I don't know.
Those are instead of my
Shabbat, I don't think so. The thought flew through.
It's different.
You'll tell me after. You'll tell me after twice. I'll give you another example.
What happens if I give it to a woman to be Makadosh? She's my Shliach.
Yeah, because she's in Gansan Mufka from Isser of Maximus Shasi. That's not bad. That's a nice Shaila. Even if it's true. No, not Kiddusha Mechal. A woman, no, a woman also, because Maximus Shasi is also open to the woman.
She can't be.
She can be a Grusha. Yeah, Maximus Shasi is also to a woman also. No, Maximus Shasi is
a Maximus Grusha.
That's the said that Kiddusha.
No, she's also in the Kiddusha. You have the Kiddusha name. Nah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying she has no
chance. Say that.
The issue is for the woman to receive the Kedusha, or is there an issue for the woman to receive a sacrifice?
It's a different issue on that end of that end.
There's an issue for a woman to receive Kedusha. What is the Rishon?
The lab the rest of Maxim Shasik.
For the man, what is
the
guy who received
the Gujar?
What?
The
Gujar. He's the
one. Isha Isar.
He asked that for case. Okay. Rabbi Kivager has another case where he declares there's a lot that writes for a loyved to give money, ribis to a malva. It's very important to note that the issur of ribis is only from a loyved to a malva. Let's say you have a story of a loyved and a malva. There's actually a guy, he's a loyved. He borrowed money, he borrowed 100, and he said he's going to pay back 120. That's him, he's the loyved. If he gives money to the malva, he's going to be able to have a ribis. What if the loyved made a shliach to give the money? That shliach, his name is Yankel. Did that shliach grab borrow money? He didn't borrow this money. This money is not ribis. And he's going to be the shliach. Is he called Baruch Yivan? He's muzer on the Isser of ribis. In general, he's betoiras, the Isser of ribis. But he has no shaykh to the case of ribis. And though there are those that want to say that maybe he should depend if he grabbed the also borrowed money. I don't know if we would say that. Another one, Shabbos. Someone was Makabel Shabbos. And he tells someone who was not yet Makabel Shabbos to do something for him.
Is that a right? So even
which by ribbis? You read by ribbis or Shabbos? I went too quick. So by Shabbos, let me set this up. Someone was Mekabel Shabbos. Yeah. They're right. They're right. It's skila ready. It's not skila before. Oh right, because it's before this man. Right. Okay, you're right. Okay, fine. So not skila. But a guy was Mekabel Shabbos.
If you make this one step for that to do a sign for you when they're in California, so step for that.
Right. When in place when it's not Shabbos, that I wanted to talk about that next year, but let's save it. We have a plan for that. But someone was Makabel Shabbos and he makes a shliach who was not Makabel Shabbos to do something for him. Would you say that the shliach is a non-bar chiyuva? So the Pnei Yeshua talks about the shaila also, and you know what he says? He says, yeah, the shliach is also a bar chiyuva. Even more so than the other F4 we mentioned cases we said, which were ribis, machzor, grushasai, and... And? Which one? He's mitzvah. He's not oivy. He's mitzvah. But is that more shaychus than the kohen the grusha?
What's the avera?
Chil Shabbos. He did a malacha.
The shliach wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet.
He wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet. He's doing a malacha. The shliach. So let's go back to the Chazayfer question. He's doing a malacha for the mishalech. He's doing a malacha for the mishalech. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua talks about this question also. Listen to a chap. He says in that case specifically more so than by ribis. There's more of a reason why the shliach might yet be considered bar chiyuva, because what could he do? Be makabel Shabbos. Zok Rabbi Kivager, that's your chab. So what if it's already moitza Shabbos and someone who didn't make havdalah asks someone who didn't make havdalah asks someone who already made havdalah to do something? You don't have the twist. He could be makabel Shabbos, but he is shy. He's the Shabbos. So don't catch me on the knech over here. It's another case. What? I can't even. No, the guy that did. No, that's the Mishaleach, but the Shliach. No, who cares? But the Shliach. The Shliach is in a state. The Shliach is in a state that it's already Ois Shabbos. You can't go backwards. The Shliach already made Abdullah. The Shliach already made Abdullah. The Shliach. You can't go backwards. But this is a general Shiloh. This is a general Shiloh from Rabbi Kivager. The general Shiloh of Rabbi Kivager is. Rabbi say. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia that according to Ravina, as opposed to Rav Sama, that the Chivei of the ancient Shliach Dvar Aveira is Nimdad. With what? Whether the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva. What were the examples the Gemara said? A woman not being a Bar Chiyuva for Teshlumi Geneva. The Gemara didn't like that one. A woman for Hakafa Saroish. And a Yisrael, a Gabe Kedushin, Gebrushal Akoyin. But Rabbi Kivei is expanding it to more. What are you a Bar Chiyuva in? If it's in general, Matzik, Rishasai, Ribis, Shabbos, the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva for the topic, but in the case at hand, it's not relevant for him because he wasn't Makabel Shabbos or already made Havdalah, or because he happens to have not divorced the wife, or one of this woman is not the woman who he had divorced. That would be interesting if there was two people that both divorced the same woman and they both have the same Isser of Matzik, Rishasai on it. That would be Shliach Bar Chiyuva, the same. That would be, you know, that's a whole different case. Now what? There's a question now like this. When we're talking about Shliach La Bar Chiyuva, what's the second sheet of Rav Sama?
Ibayavah.
Then in Gansen, the Chotzer is just a controllable, you're manipulating an inanimate object. There's a Shaila in the Ksois. We have to get to today's Mamma Kamis. What if you have something that's an Aveira only for the Shliach and not for the Mishaleach? There are a few interesting cases as such. One of the interesting ones I want to speak out is the Machlekes Ketzais in the Pnei Yeshua. Pardon, we have to throw some information at the Olam. I think we already discussed this information, but again, setting it up. There's a concept of Toivus Lebalchoy B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim, the Hainu. Let me get this straight. Reuven owes a whole bunch of people money. Reuven borrowed money from a lot of people. Shimon Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Reuven does not have enough money to pay everyone back, because if Reuven has enough money to pay everyone back, they're good to go anyways. Reuven has limited funds, and he has not enough, but he has some, to pay back Reuven, Shimon Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Avada, Shimon Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, on their own, can show up, first come, first serve, irrelevant of who borrowed the money later. Probably that is a factor, but it's not our focus now. And Shimon Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, all can come and take, and even though when Levi, or Yisachar, takes the money, he's being chav. Now, he's not being chav to Reuven. Reuven is an Ebbach. He owes the money. But he's being chav to some of the other malvas. That's fine. You're allowed to take money for yourself. But can someone else take money? Binyamin, could he take money for one of the malvas? The Gemara says you can't because you're being chav lacherim. But then they said, but what if you maman him a shliach? What if one of the malvas was maman a shliach? And then the machlekes we shine in Rashi and Tosis the whole shliach. Zok, the ksois, he brings the Pnei Yeshua. The reason why even making a shliach doesn't help is because it's a shliach l'dvar avera. Which avera? It's a shliach l'dvar avera. What? It's a mitzvah for Reuven to pay up his chayvus. That's very nice on Reuven's cheshbon. But when Binyamin is taking the money for Levi, he's also messing up Yisachar and Zvulun and Shimon and Yehuda. So when Binyamin is taking the money for Levi and also helping Reuven take care of some of his chayvus, so he's still being chav. Now what if who was the one that Binyamin was taking for?
Levi.
Shimon? What if Shimon was a man and a shliach? So the Pnei Yeshua, it's still a problem. Because it's a shliach l'dvar avera. Zuckerberg says, what do you mean avera? Could Shimon do it himself? Yeah. When Reuven owes Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun, can any of them show up to take the money for themselves? Yeah. Avada. So then it's not a shliach l'dvar avera. When it's a shliach l'dvar avera, if it's only an avera for the shliach. Chav l'cherem is an avera. If the Issa D'Rabbanan of Mekadosh Yisagrush is an avera, and cherem Beinu Gershom, the throwing at me, is an avera, so chav l'cherem is an avera. That's the connection of the Ksusas. I'm going to get there. It's on the tzettel. But this is the Pnei Yeshua. Where's the Pnei Yeshua? Ksusas looks at the Ksusas. The Ksusas is quoting the Pnei Yeshua. We got the right. He's quoting the Pnei Yeshua. In a Ksusas, in Ksusas, Yavanda, we did a Ksusas. So the Pnei Yeshua says, the fact that it's chav lacher, but it's an aver only for the shliach. So it gets into that whole shmooze, whether when it's an aver only for the shliach, is it a problem? Now there's one other issue I want to fearize on this topic is like this. A whole big sticker. Let's see if we can pull this off. The other ksois. The ksois and kuf pei beis. Let's crash course it. It goes like this. Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem, don't misquote it. Rabbeinu Gershom said, don't divorce your wife, Bal Karfa. It was a suggestion, Rabbi Isai. I mean, it's more than a suggestion, it's a cheira, but let me explain. If you divorce your wife, Bal Karfa, she's divorced. I don't think there's even a chumra that you should give her another get later on, midaita, maybe, yeah, I don't know my question. The Gershom is chal. The Rabbeinu Gershom said, you shouldn't do it as a. Came the Yehuda and the Ketzois, and they ask a phenomenal question. If you make a shliach to divorce someone's wife, regular Gershom, and she doesn't want, so it's going to be done, Bal Karfa. So the chumra, we have a stickler problem, because cheira, Rabbeinu Gershom is a vera. And ain't shliach l'dvar avera. And if it's ain't shliach l'dvar avera, so then the shlichus is not chav. And if ain't shliach l'dvar avera, not only will we say that you don't get the avera of cheren Rabbeinu Gershom, but the gershon shouldn't be chav. Tosha says over here that when we say ain't shliach l'dvar avera, not only does the avera not carry over, the gershon is not chav. And it should come out that in bisman hazeh, you shouldn't be able to be megarish bal karcha with the shliach. Again, you're not supposed to be megarish bal karcha b'chal. Rabbeinu Gershom says, don't! But if you do, you did. But frak the ksois and the night of Yehuda. But if you make a shliach to be megarish your wife, Bal Karcha. So the ksois gets involved. What was the case? You told him to do it, Bal Karcha, or you just told him to divorce your wife. He grounded it, Bal Karcha. Synonymous with you told the guy to shecht on Shabbos and you told him to shecht. He grounded shecht on Shabbos. Sustel is a little bit shmachamaisis because when you tell a guy to shecht, he can do it on Tuesday also. But when you tell a guy to divorce your wife, even though you didn't tell him Bal Karcha, but when you show up there and Genendel doesn't want it, so it's going to be Bal Karcha. There's only Shabbos. There's no Tuesday there. She's Bal Karcha. Jimmy asks, Akash, it's a problem with the Ksois. Fine. Comes the Ksois now on this cheshbon like this. If all that is true. So Toicha Dvarim, the Ksois has another kasha from a Gemara in Kedushin. Later on, I don't know if this year we'll get that far, maybe next year. There's a Gemara on Daf Nun. Where is the Gemara of the Chamisha Noshim? Where's the Gemara? Which one?
Nunam Beis.
Okay, we have to remove him. Maisa bechamesh nashim uvehen shtei achayos velikeit adam echad kalkola shel teinim b'shelahenos v'shel shviyosos v'amar ekolcha mekudeshos li b'kalkola zu v'kibla achas mena yidei kulam v'yomru chacham mena chayos mekudeshos. Someone was makadosh and isha with a big fruit platter of shviyos peiros, peiros shviyos. This is a whole confusing thing. There was five women. One was a shliach for the other five, shliach l'kabbalah, and two of them were sisters. So both sisters can't be chal. One actually technically, yeah, but not both. Does the fact that the two sisters not chal make a chain reaction on the other three? All of these things are discussed in the Gemara. But the point is, after all the dust clears, at least three of them, maybe all five, if they wouldn't have been sisters, you can be makadosh ish v'tekakolos for Paris. There's a few different traditions there in the Gemara. Frekt the k'sois and the Noyde Behuda and the kasha. It's also to be misasik with Paris Shvius. So the Chur, they're doing an Avera. And it's not Pashit, it's the Avera for the man, because he's buying Kedushin. He's the Kainer with the Paris Shvius. Or they're the Moicher, they're selling themselves for Kedushin. It's a whole topic who has the Avera. Let's assume the Avera is on both. We'll avoid that issue. And Oy Mazoy, they're being misasik with Mischar with Paris Shvius. And therefore, it's an Avera. But if it's an Avera, an Ainshli Echidvar Avera, and by Ainshli Echidvar Avera, the din is that even the chalois is not chal, so then how is the kedushin chal over there with the kakolos of Paris of Shvius? What? Migu the zochel nafshi. So the ktsois, you saw the ktsois. The ktsois says, the ktsois. There's a few other turuts in the agra. There's a whole balagana that chayne, but the ktsois has a tzad that since one of the five women being accepting kedushin, there wasn't a sixth person, man or woman, accepting the kedushin for them. She was also one of the five, hopefully not one of the sisters, who are not chal, and she was one of the ones that are chal. So migu dezachel nafshe, so she could also be a shliach for the others. Now we talked about this a few days ago that migu dezachel nafshe miraculously could answer up a lot of problems. If you remember, we talked about it by geneva by shliach dvar avera, haka by shliach dvar avera. That if you steal for one, you can steal for the other. What was that case? What was that case? Someone is stealing something.
He wasn't stealing from
someone, and he was trying to steal for someone else also. And we say since he's stealing for himself. So a very dramatic chiddush that migu dezachel nafshe can take care of one of many problems. Which problem? Shlicha dvar avera. What's this of shlicha dvar avera? Divri harav. There's divri harav if the guy himself is in the system and he's doing it. Like he didn't think he would listen to him. He's part of the thing.
Yeah,
it's not my kasher. Rabbi Kveger asked the kasher. By the way, that was a parenthetical interruption. But migu dezachel nafshe takes care of shlicha dvar avera. Migu dezachel nafshe was going to take care of katan. Migu dezachel nafshe was going to take care of akum. Migu dezachel nafshe took care of a lot of things. Frek Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, a bomb kasha. The story says that Frek Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, a bomb kasha. You have five women. How many marriages are happening?
Three.
But that, put the sisters out. Fine. Three or four, maybe. Same. One, was there some have it out? One of the sisters. We don't know which one. So they're like three. Everyone is a different marriage. They're all to the same husband, but it's that's the other chayin Rabbeinu Gershon. But we're not talking about that now. And it's a separate marriage. How can you say migu dezachil v'nafshe? Every single one of those chalos kedushins is bazunder happening with the big food platter, but it's separate chalais kedushins, and if on every one of them is a chalais shlichet varavera, and as such, it shouldn't be chal, you can't tell me that since it works for herself, it could work for the others. It's a different chalais kedushin. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz wants to say, Amar de Kechidish, he had other reasons to do this, he had his own agenda. He time is that the five women there in the story, they were all standing there, and they were all doing the chalais kedushin themselves. The shlichus was only on the, I don't want to say Jimmy 66. We said it too long time. It's only on the Kabbalah Sakesa. It's only on the... And for that, Shlichus, it's one big Kabbalah that I'm accepting the fruit platter for all. It's not for the Chalais Kedushin, and that would salvage this issue. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, just let's fear it, has another option that maybe the Kalkala, the basket, was also part of the Chalais. And Chutzit, that's what he says. He sort of said it. He says that you will mark for them the Kalkala, and on that is Migu Dezachi on the Hazachi of the Kalkala. Once they're all on the Kalkala, then they can be Zaychah, the Paris, and the Kenyan Chatzar, and each one of them alone was Zaychah's Kenyan Chatzar. You didn't need Shlichus for that. So there was a Shlichus on the Kalkala, and then the fruits can go separate. There's more to do. We have to continue. There is Chumashir today.